This is an invitation to worship, an inside look at this Sunday's gospel reading with Bishop Gregory Parks, Bishop of the Diocese of St. Petersburg.
When you were in school, did you ever worry about taking exams? I know I did, even though I would usually study, at least a little. I wondered if the teacher would ask a question that I wasn't prepared to answer. I also worried about what my parents would say if I came home with a bad grade or test result. That fear probably caused me to study and prepare even more. This weekend we celebrate the Solemnity of Jesus Christ, King of the Universe, or Christ the King Sunday. It's officially the last Sunday of the Church's liturgical year, and next week we begin a new year with the first Sunday of Advent. Throughout the liturgical seasons, we hear the accounts of the life of Jesus and how our Lord lived and worked with his people. He often refers to himself as the Son of Man, preparing the disciples for the second coming. At the second coming in glory, Jesus will judge the living and the dead. Some will be welcomed into God's kingdom, others will not. We'll all be called to give an accounting to God of our lives at the end of our days on earth. In a certain sense, it's kind of like an exam. If you were to meet the Lord this day, would you be worried about what you would say? Would you be prepared? Have you practiced what's known as the corporal works of mercy that we hear about in today's gospel? Have you fed the hungry and provided for those in need? Have you clothed the naked and welcomed the stranger? Have you visited those in prison and cared for the sick, or at least prayed for them? The gospel provides the basis for a good examination of conscience, through which we acknowledge what we've done and what we have failed to do. The good news is that if you feel like you've fallen short in these areas, there's still time to turn things around. There's still time to study and prepare. Each day is a new opportunity to live the life that God has called and created us to live. In loving and caring for our neighbor, we express our love for God himself, give thanks to God for his many blessings, and share those blessings with others as an act of gratitude to God. I'm Bishop Gregory Parks inviting you to worship with us this weekend.
To find a local Catholic church, visit tampabaycatholic.org. Thank you.